Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Please turn to the book of 1 Peter chapter 1.
Petro umedikan tibako.
And we will take our text from verse 8.
Chichemu ngotwe ahona yedi asem nifi.
Today we want to learn about the mind.
Na yepese yesue bibi fa adwen no ho.
Are you ready to learn about your mind?
Why a crowd so obesue bibi afa wadwen no ho ana?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God gave you a mind.
Onyame ma wadwene.
And we want to learn about the mind. Praise his holy name.
Hallelujah.
1 Peter chapter 1. And then verse 8.
Now if you are writing anything, write this one down. The mind is the mother of your life. Write it down. The mind, your mind is the mother of your life. It is what gives birth to the intentions of God. It is what brings out or gives birth to the issues of your life. Whatever thing is in your life right now came from your mind. So your mind is the executor, the one who will practically bring about what you will, what you desire, what God wants for you.
What do you know? And a bet to me a man you and yame asama wa usumono. Abemu said ya wuhuni.
Write this one also down.
Show us to her.
Your mind is the CEO of your life.
Now what do you so any manager? Eh, wa brabo.
CEO is just chief executive officer.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have a very wonderful intention of God. Vision of God. You can have a wonderful desire or interest. But without a competent CEO, you can be a wonderful husband. But without a competent mother in the home, your intentions will remain just as something that you wish, I desire, I will. You want to do something, but because your CEO is incompetent, nothing is executed in the workplace.
There
are many wonderful intentions of God in the Bible. We call them the promises of God. He has promised us over 1,000 promises in the Bible. How many of them are in your life as a practical reality? Because if you do not find the promises of God in your life, it is because your mind is not helping you.
See, and what is our name? Bosha, what the mauno? So, what to me, who are our bro, Boma, and then our genuine anymore.
And as soon as you are able to get a prosperous mind, everything God has ordained for you, you will see them coming to pass in your life. They will not remain a spiritual fact.
Yes.
They will not remain a faith fact.
Yes.
But it will move on from the spirit and it will be translated in practical reality wherever you go.
And uti ensure biara onyame asisa ma ewo nyame asem no mo se wadwinu edibwa wo dia enye wo ba wo se senhira ne nyina eba mo ewo wabrabom.
The Bible says that hope deferred makes the heart sick.
Na wase enidaso a atwe akye no e ma okra ne wra ho.
But when the desire comes, it is a tree of life.
Na se saa opene ba mudia na edenkwa abredu.
There are many people who are frustrated believers.
Enyo mkrofo bebre, jidifo bebre etete.
They read and they pray hard, they praise God hard, they read the Bible hard, they do everything hard, they are anointed, whatever thing, but because their mind is not prosperous, everything remains in the realms of the spirit. They remain, they say we are blessed and every wonderful thing, but we do not see it in our lives. Our hope is deferred and it is moved into the future. Every time we say that we are hoping it will happen, it never gets happened. Does it mean that God doesn't want it to happen? No, it is because you do not have a prosperous CEO or a mother to carry out, a mind to translate the intentions of God into practical reality wherever we go. That is why some people, they are very spiritual people, but they are very poor. You can be spiritual and broke. You can be spiritual and lack creativity.
Merci.
You can pray in tongues, you can be a spiritual people, but because you have not worked on your mind to get a prosperous mind, you think that God doesn't like you. As for you, things don't happen. It is your mind.
Oh, hey yo. Nya okan ya ni se. Ube tumia ye Christo ni susuma sha wuma. Uba tong so bim bobi. Wuti wanyamia samwa sepa. He, eni swadi ubi anyame de fausu ngosira wa ususum. Ne omumu di hiyan adentra. Wajinu, ensha asye se ye jumaye. Unye nye ye di anjini. Enu tinye uunyina, debi debi ebe ye ye nkuto. Ne omumu se adina wanyami bosha na washama unu. Se be dedi wa wabra bomunu diye debi. Esa se, wajinu ye wuna. Ana woman ni jano, enye nye jubebia.
So although they are anointed, they see that things are not being, and they live in fields all around, although God has promised them abundance of every good thing, and because they cannot realize it, they start to become buga buga, and they start to demand things from people that they should not demand. They start to prophesy prophecies that they should not prophesy, because all they know is the spirit.
Na edu pepe so sana na wajidi ninu afenyo mankoye tina waso diye niya din na wadi jine by force enu tinkom shempuwa nsasuwa shenu ashe enu nyamisi yese yese nu anteda esanse sunsu mnu mupe enu adiye ajuma ajini ye ye di ajini diye onyamfanyi ajuma ye
buga buga.
What?
They abandon the mind and everything is the spirit. They take it from the spirit. And because the spirit is not supposed to be the CEO, they make a mess of their spiritual life. That is where they are so anointed, but they have borrowed from every church member around because they have abandoned their mind.
Merci.
They do not have a competent
Merci.
Mind. They do not have a competent father, a mother in a house. Read Proverbs and see the role of a mother. Because if you get a good woman, I tell you what, God has blessed you and you have received favor. Because on this earth, with a good wife in your life, you are going to make it.
Amen. Amen. Na e wom se susumu ashe ya made e onyame ngusira woyen so na so ya bobesi ababa ababa esa se susumu na wasa ya detire wiase na ya detinam na mo adwia onyame dia maye se ya betumi dia tena asase so ya fa anya juma bibia ya susumu na okinka mebusam a se wonya waba nokwafo oba papa ene na ubetumi edie papa 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 papa.
So they live in fields, but they do not know that even their surrounding is dirty.
Now,
they feel anointed, they pray in tongues right by the baller. They do not even see that the baller is there.
Oh,
and it is creating the malaria. Many people, ladies and gentlemen, in the church, especially in this part of the world, Africa,
very spiritual, anointed, knows God, knows the word of God and all that, but it comes to real life and reigning as a king in his life, they are found wanting. So they get angry and they say that let's all go to heaven.
And it will move from Sierra do they have a fire corporate co yanko heaven.
When we are involved in rubbish and weeds, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter after all. This place is not our home.
No more back can quasi say radu de wa catches or strong him muni a fee. It is a hanya yate the fire copreco.
They don't understand the kingdom of God.
Omunti when yamia hinienasi.
They don't understand what Jesus taught about the kingdom of God.
No munti asama yesu kafa hinien hu.
But we will end the session looking at three things to do with your mind.
Na ena ye be wie wo bra ye be sua nyoma miensa e wo se wutumi de wadwene no.
How do you get a prosperous mind?
Wo be de nya adwene a edie.
So that you can bring God's rule in people and in places.
Se be ya wudu wo nyame ahinie e be ba nipa mu ene mia mia.
How do you get a competent mind or CEO?
Kwa ba su na wo be nya adwene a eye anase manager papa.
Three things to do with your mind.
And your mom yes, I'll bet you me the wagon.
Or about your mind.
Ah, if I wagon.
Number one.
Yeah, the kind.
Renew it.
Nya adjun fofro.
Renew it.
Nya adjun fofro.
Romans chapter 12.
Romans 4, Roma ti do me no.
And then verse 1 and 2.
Chichamu baku ni me no.
The Bible says that.
Bible say
we should not be conformed to this world.
Or say my and fire who first I will see you mukwa.
That's verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know the will of God from the Bible, that the will of God is not sickness and poverty, the will of God is not inferiority and fear, the will of God is not worrying, the will of God is not barely getting along, the will of God is abundance of all
Hallelujah.
Good things.
But
how do you prove the will of God? How do you show the will of God? How do you demonstrate the will of God? When somebody tells you what is the will of God, what is the proof in your life that this is the will of God? This is a proof that this is the will of God.
Now so bibi saw so when you mepe any day and then I'll be to me you or bra bo madan edia chese when you mepe no enu ni.
What are you going to point to in your life?
And then I wouldn't want to have a chese or bra bo ma chese no you nyamepe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must have proofs of the will of God.
I was say when you bibi or bra bo ma chese where you nyamepe I
want. So the Bible says that when you are transformed in your mind.
Na Bible ni say say when you adjefo fro wo utrimu a.
Then you can prove the will of God
and
on this
earth.
You can prove it from the good to the perfect right here on this earth.
Hallelujah.
Before we fly away to heaven.
Hallelujah. Now we bet me a chem say where a year now a year pass San Yomanu Ewa Brabomo assassins.
Proving the will of God is not theoretical. The Bible says we shall all be we are healed. The Bible says no, prove it. Prove it.
Na ebia o ye yasi kiremu onyame pa nkase o onyame asem no se yenyina ye benya ho den na emom no wankase na wo kase onyame si na asem ye benya ho den ye hu wa wabra bom.
It is not a theoretical proving.
Any book mu ni ayaka na ye yi na di
ya chire. The Bible says
nkase Bible say
it is you proving it in this life.
Na any so beka say Bible say na wo ni say so e wo mabra bom wo wiase.
So that the kingdom of God will be on earth.
Se baya wo nyame ahinie no ebeba asase.
As it is in heaven.
Se ni ayete wo soro na.
The will of God will be on earth.
Onyame ne pe ebeye wo asase so.
As it is in heaven.
Se ni ayete wo soro.
How will it come about?
Ebede na bem.
With a renewed mind.
Se wo benya adwen foforo.
In the Greek, the word is renovated mind.
Na adwen wo Greek mu no say renovate wo siesie baby foforo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How do you renew your mind?
Obadan na wanya adwen foforo yi.
You do it
through meditation.
Now obeya wo bra wo di wadwini si ade so.
Meditating on the word of God.
Wo di wadwini si wonyame asem no so.
With the Holy Spirit.
Ah, wonam nyame suso nkonkon so.
1 Peter 1:22.
Petro nguma di kan ho na wo.
And Joshua 1:7-9.
Joshua nguma so wo ho bi.
Look at Joshua 1:7-9.
Joshua nguma ti ba ko chichemu ensun ko si nkon. Joshua.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Joshua 1:7-9.
Joshua tiba ko chichemu ensun ko sinkron.
God is speaking to Joshua.
Ano nyame eka chachire Joshua.
Let's take it from verse 8.
Umayanko enwotwe no.
This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth.
Sa emransami enwose efi wano.
But you shall meditate in it day and night.
Na mom awose wodwune ho anopa ani anajo.
That you may observe to do according to what is written in it.
Se baya ni awa tro wo mu no obehwe no waye ne pepe.
For then you will make your way prosperous.
Na eno na obema wakwan adi wiye.
And then you will have good success.
Na wo benya kunim die papa so.
Have I not commanded you?
Na men shewa na.
God is saying, have I not commanded you?
Na wanya misi ana men shewa na.
That your way must be prosperous.
So what kind of say ye ye?
And you must have good success.
Na wo benya kunim die papa.
But it is your responsibility.
Na mama ya waka sawa sudie.
To do something about your mind.
So wo benya bibia fa wadwene ho.
To renew your mind is your responsibility.
Wo benya adwene foforo na eya waka sawa dwuma.
As for God, you will contact your spirit.
Onya me de ono susum ni na benya kita wodie.
And your mind is your responsibility.
Na mama wadwene de eya waka sawa
sudie. And it is a command of God.
Na eyo nya
that when you meditate in the word of God with the Holy Spirit, then you will make your way prosperous, not God will make it prosperous. God says, have I not commanded you to make your way prosperous? Take responsibility for your success. Take responsibility for your prosperity. It is not God's responsibility. You must make your way prosperous. By having a renewed mind that meditates in the word of God with the Holy Spirit. That is one way of getting a renewed mind. You meditate in the word day and night. It begins to transform your mind so that you can prove the will of God on this earth. Another way, not besides the first point of the word of God, but an additional way is to obey the word of God.
Adie bi won a eyan to so se wo be di wonyame asem wo be dwe ho anopa ne awia ne se wo be tie na waye wonyame
asem. Obey the word of God.
Wo be tie na waye wonyame asem.
1 Peter 1:22.
Petro nguma di kan ti ba ko chichemu aduonu mienu.
We read from 1 Peter 1:8-12 for our text. Now look at verse 22.
Che chichemu aduonu mienu.
Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth.
Emra, matimo kra no ho wo bra matie na mo aye no kra no.
So you meditate in the word of God day and night. Someone also says, whatever you do will prosper.
Na sedan yin na wodwune wonyame asam no anopa ne awia wo kan anwom a wo se enye na biblia wo beye bia beye yie.
You obey what you read and meditate on.
Ne wa wakin kan na wadwune ho no wo bedi so.
He says you have purified your soul. You remember your mind is in your soul.
Na kai wo se wadwune ewo wo kra mu no se wate wo kra no ho.
You renew your mind by obeying the word.
through
the Spirit. It does not mean that you go and chew the Bible from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22.
And not just say, oh, kwa kenkan baba.
There are people who know the Bible left, right, center, but who do not have a renewed mind. Because a renewed mind is not knowing where a scripture is found. A renewed mind comes by meditation, that the word goes into you. You purify your soul by obeying the truth through the Spirit. There are many theologians who know the Bible left, right, center, but they do not have the Holy Spirit pushing the word of God deep into them, so they do not walk in it. Now there is a third point I want to give to you about renewing your mind. It is by right exposure with the Holy Spirit. In other words, the Holy Spirit will lead you to give you the right exposure. It's not you just exposing yourself. Exposure will give me a fresh mind or a renewed mind. So maybe you travel abroad and all that, and God is telling you that, my son, don't travel at this time, and you still go. Because he said that where they say we should have right exposure and all, you do it with the Holy Spirit. Because when you do it outside the Holy Spirit, you are conforming yourself to the world. The purification of your mind comes when you are walking in fellowship with the Holy Spirit, and He's leading you, and He's going to lead you to the right people. Right exposure is talking about right association. Maybe you cannot read. I talk about reading the word or meditating in the word, but you can have the right exposure. Listen to the word of the Lord. Listen to people that God will bring into your life by the Holy Spirit. You're walking in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. There you are going to have a renewed mind.
The
second thing to do with your mind, we are looking at three things to do with your mind in order to get a prosperous mind. You renew it. The second thing in order to get a prosperous mind is that take hold of your mind. Don't leave your mind. Your mind is not the property of the devil. Don't say that for me is the spirit and the mind there is not necessary. You throw your mind to the devil and the devil tends to place football in your mind. But God wants us to control and take a hold of our minds.
Now, when you
look at 1 Peter 1:13. Peter is still exploring the salvation of our souls in verse 13. He says that therefore, can we all say therefore?
Therefore,
Peter has just gone through talking about the fact that we are spirit as saved, we are rejoicing with joy unspeakable, we praise and worship God in church, and he says that we should receive the salvation of our souls, and the salvation of our souls, prophets wanted to inquire into it, and angels wanted, and then he says in verse 13 that therefore, he says that I'm still speaking about the salvation
salvation of your soul. Your soul must be saved. Your soul must be saved. Your mind must be prosperous.
Yeah.
That is the prayer of Jesus. Because that is how his kingdom is going to come about on this earth. And so in verse 30 he says that therefore, gird up the loins of your mind.
Ẹnu ti mìíràn a, yẹ papa Peter wọ́n kyerẹ́ kyẹ́ mu sẹ́, ọ̀ wò súnsún ní nyankwanjẹ́ na wọ́n sẹ́ wọ́n kíra ní sún nyankwanjẹ́ ẹ̀sán sẹ́, ẹ̀dínfọ́ ní ṣiṣẹ́ na sọ bọ́fọ́ bọ́ ẹ̀ twẹ́ sẹ́ wọ́n mu bẹ́ hu sáadẹ̀ ni wọ́n sẹ́, ẹnu ti ní sẹ́ ti ẹ̀sán sẹ́ wọ́n fẹ́ sẹ́ wọ́n kíra nyankwanjẹ́ ti, ẹnu diẹ wọ́n adwene no, gyina mu na sọ mu dìní.
Get up the loins of your mind.
Wọ́n adwene mu sọ̀ano kyikyiri na bọ́ nípọ̀.
Let me show you what the girding means.
Na yekasa chichire na.
The loin is speaking about here. You know your loin.
Wahai, se wuye fumo se wahemu.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, the Greek word translated loin is the word procreative power. Get up the procreative power of your mind. I told you that the mind is the mother of your life.
Yeah.
Here, it births things, issues of life. It comes from your mind, not your heart necessarily. The Hebrew word, Proverbs 4, guide your heart with all diligence. That word includes the mind. Because out of it comes the issues. What is going to happen practically in your mind? So Peter says that because your mind, your soul must be saved, therefore, gird up the procreative power of your mind so that your mind will do what? Procreate, will birth things into your life.
Now, what can gird that now? What see what Hebrew kasemunu echre? Ahoɔden a wɔba wɔ a wɔde nyam ɛwɔ ɛno ti wɔ se wɔdwene mu nea bɛsi wɔ w'abrabɔ mu nyinaa no nea wobɛwo ɛwɔ w'abrabɔ mu nyinaa no ɛfiri w'adwene mu nti yɛ papa Peter se adwene a ɛmu atumi nyini ɛdɔre na awi muamua dwene no na so mu yie ɛsan sɛ ɛmu ɛna ewiase nsɛm abrabɔ mu nsɛm nyinaa ɛfi ba.
Good. It is the idea of a loose garment.
So what can get there? Because
in the Greek, the word translated "get," it means you bind about with a belt to keep it from being loose.
Enti ayese oba wanyim na wa wewe wa boko setno. Fachichire wasi fachichire sadi na yefuno entu.
Or you are wearing a garment like this, loose. And you see, because God doesn't want your mind to be a loose place for the devil to come and pump his wild things into your mind that you will die, that you have your father's sickness, that as for you, you reach this age and you are gone and stuff like that. He says, because of that, don't let your mind be loose. Because it will procreate.
Yeah.
Bind it with a belt. Don't let it be loose. Just hold it. Hold your mind. Control your mind.
Now what you say? Adwene mema enye huha. Ema obunsamu nyakwa embemu. Non fan yome bia enhiya embeme san se. Adia beba wadjene mebe nyini na ube wo. Eni tu wase wadjene. Muano. Chichire no. Ye gilde no chase a bon belt kasiye a obunsamu nyakwa ema omemu mo meye ni ensese waye.
If you are running in this life and you are wearing a loose garment, you cannot go anywhere. So God says, abide it. You want to make progress in life? Get up the procreative power of your mind because your soul needs to be saved. That's what God is saying.
So when we be a walk of sport, our shatter who says of way, dear be that there be almost a big ticket to be not just American and a car knocker. Sana yawa genu, men jaiwa genu, maybe be a year, be a embem, or such a chirwa genu, men from mena, mua kitikitikitikit, amabusam, and young quine embem.
So your mind is your responsibility. And you should take hold of it. If you expose your mind to pornography and gayism and things like that, you listen to arguments and things like that, you are going to live a certain life.
Now, what dear, what your adjunct say, oh, so for my mission and Pemudia yet my help or no kakra and as you see me the lesbian new homo and uti gay gay ye oh mammy tieti mukakra no tieti ube wana geno wa fed your baby now I shall see benini ube wana wo wo sadiena ebeda utrimiti sheye ye utie hu.
Let me show you something in the book of Romans chapter 8:5.
Mammy Fanko Roman phone woman.
Romans chapter 8:5.
Roman phone woman team what you chiche muenum.
For those who live according to the flesh or their bad nature, the flesh over here is the evil nature which is in man. Those who live according to it. Set their minds on the things of the flesh. So if you want to live your life according to the bad nature inside of you because of the fall of man, the Bible says that you set your mind on those bad things and you will live it out.
Well, see, so we per se, oh, what cause we are tonight, and say, what they will say, ya wo bonimu, ya titi wo bonimu, na wujin wo bonimu. For what jene kwa san yo man so, na sa ababona na ube who say, wo bo.
But those who live according to the Spirit, they set their mind on the things of the Spirit, on wonderful
things.
Because your mind controls you. It is not even your wishes. You came from heaven to earth.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org .org or our offices at number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.